Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we've been spending a lot of January talking about the Integrated Systems Europe show, which happens in a few weeks in Amsterdam. This will be the 12th year of the event, and this year it'll be a four-day show. And this morning, I am joined by Johnny Jensen, who is the Senior Product Manager for DNP, a Denmark-based but worldwide company that makes ambient light rejection screens and other projection screens. Johnny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. I'm fine, thank you, and looking forward to the ISE show.
Definitely looking forward to it. We already have Amsterdam-type weather here in North Carolina because it's been very, very cold, and we've had a lot of rain lately, but I suspect in Denmark it's even colder.
It is, and I still cannot understand why they don't switch, Infocom US and Amsterdam, so that we could come to Amsterdam in June. That would be nicer. It's always very cold there.
It is. It is cold, and sometimes it's wet. But when it does snow, it's beautiful. But you'll be focused mostly at ISC on your new laser panel. Your laser panel system. And so what I'd like for you to do is start out by talking about what differentiates a laser panel from the other screens that you have and then the other screens everyone else has.
Cool. Yes, that's right. On our front of our booth this year will be our laser panels because we have two types on exhibit, the two types that we offer. And the background is that we have this super cool technology for ultra short throw projectors. A Fresnel-based technology where we have very high contrast even though you have ambient light in the room. But we found that some of our partners, they had a little difficulties in matching, our screen with a projector. So we wanted to guide them. And to guide them, we sourced a projector and the other components to make, you could say, a bundle solution. So that is what we offer with the laser panel options that we show.
And can you talk about the projector at all? I mean, I know that the bundled projector is a 1080 full HD projector, correct?
That is correct. So what was important when we chose the projector was that it was 1080p, so full HD resolution in 16:9. So 1920 by 1080p. Also that it had low maintenance and long durability. So we went for the laser diode technology. So it's a DLV projector. It has 3000 lumens. But when we sell it as a DNP laser panel, actually what you should compare it to is more a flat panel solution, because that is, in reality, that is what you're getting. You will have
because you're using a short throw projector, so it's all basically mounted on the wall. Projector's above the screen, and you're basically have a larger, super bright projector that is significantly less expensive than a 100-inch LCD.
Yeah, we will have the same brightness as a 100-inch LCD. We will have the same image quality, meaning contrast. So basically, we will have flat panel performance, but in a projection and projection screen solution. So that is the DNP laser panel. So it's a combo optical ultra short throw screen with very high contrast and an ultra short throw laser-based projector.
And are you shipping this yet? Is this something you're just showing, or are you shipping it already?
No, we have we have been shipping for a while. We showed it for the first time back in at Infocom in the US, and so we have shipped since then. So yeah, we are ready. So
I mean, in the prepackaged, you've been shipping the prepackaged systems or just the screens?
No, everything. Okay. The whole system.
Okay, and what size options do they come in?
Yeah, we have chosen right now to a 100-inch solution, and basically that's because that's a very, very good size. We have two laser panels, I should say. One is the DNP laser panel, for presentations, and that is where we have the non-interactive laser projector projecting on our screen. And then we have the CNP laser panel touch, which is more for collaboration work. And obviously that has a interactive touch functionality. So the projector incorporates a infrared camera that detects your activities.
Yeah, and that is the basic difference between the two, is one's touch enabled and one's specifically for presentations, correct?
That is correct. However, the different screens, the screen technologies are also different. But come to our booth and we can show you that there. So you can get all the details down at ISE.
Yeah, so, and that's a good point, because, by the way, you have your stand at ISE is Hall 1 F69, but also in Hall 2 and A42, you're doing something as well, right?
Yeah, that is not the laser panel that we're doing in Hall 2. That is our German distributor, Comtech, that will show some of our other DNP products.
Right, but in Hall 1, F69, which is right there, sort of kind of where you were last year, that's where you're going to show the laser panel.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the laser panel is something which is new to us. Obviously, we have been a screen manufacturer for many, many years, and now we are sort of entering the solution market or area.
Right.
So we are stepping into, you could say, new areas. So that means also that at ISE, we have listed ourselves on the manufacturers to distributors list, meaning that we are seeking new channel partners at ISE for the laser panel.
Okay, so there's 2 points there. Number one is, prior to this product, you've basically been known as a screen company, but now you're offering a complete package, right? I mean, this is a turnkey drop-in system where it includes everything you need to turn a room into a presentation room, because it includes the projector, includes the touchscreen capability if you want to do it. It's sort of a one-box solution. So you're saying you're going to have a different distribution channel for this, because obviously more integrators who are looking at prepackaged systems might be interested in this rather than full systems integrators, right?
Absolutely. And since this is maybe it's not a one-box solution because it comes in three boxes, but still it's a one solution, which is sort of a box-moving product. So also you don't need to be very, very skilled and know all the details about Fresnel lenses and technologies and so on. This is more easier selling. So it's more like selling a flat panel, and that opens up for, different distribution setup.
So you're looking for distributors and dealers, depending on the country, and they should definitely stop by the stand. I mean, it's going to be a four-day show this time. We talked about that offline before we got on the call, but it's going to be a four-day show, so there's no reason why everyone can't put DNP on their list to stop by. And you're right there in Hall 1, so when you first go in, you go to the right, and you just walk to the back of that hall there on the right wall, and you'll see them at stand number F69. And this is a good opportunity for someone to pick up a new line of products because if you haven't understood the complexity, because screens are kind of complex. I mean, a screen is not just a screen. I mean, we did a demo last year at your stand where you demonstrated the light ambient light rejection technology and how it rejects light from one angle but not another angle, so that you're shooting the projection light down towards the audience without bouncing the ambient light in the room, in the way of the audience seeing the image. So there's a lot of technology behind that, and a lot of it's a harder sell, right? I mean, so it takes a little bit more skill to understand the difference. But in this case, since it's a prepackaged system and it comes in only one size configuration, the difference between the two is just whether you want the touch functionality or not. And you could be a dealer for this product, but not the whole line of screens, correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. Yes, we want to protect, of course, our current channel setup, our very expert AV dealers. But with this product, it's sort of more, maybe it's more consumer product actually, but we are focusing, and that is very important to say, that we are focusing on commercial applications. This is not a home product.
Yeah,
that is important to say.
Yeah, and I think that that makes a lot of sense to everyone, especially based on the technology that you're using. It is a commercial-based product. So, well, look, if you want to find out more information, it is already on their website. So you can go on over to dnp-screens.com. So dnp-screens.com, and you can actually click on there's a little slider at the top that talks about the laser panel. Click on that, and you can read all about it. I'll put a link in this podcast, so if you're listening to this podcast, just go to the description right below the podcast, and you'll get a link directly to that. And, of course, set DNP on your list of companies to go by and see at their stand, Hall 1, F69. And, Johnny, I really appreciate you joining me today, and I wish you the best of luck at the show.
Thank you very much. And if I can add, we actually have a campaign website for this. So that's dnp-laserpanel.com.
Dash laser panel. Okay. I'll put that in there too. I'm going to it right now just to check it out. So dnp-laserpanel.com. Got it. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Johnny. I appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you next month at ISC. In the meantime, keep checking back our site at ravepubs.com, because we have a lot more podcasts to post. And, of course, Johnny, I'll actually be shooting a video of this in your stand the first day of the show, so we'll get that up on the website when we shoot it. So if you want to see this in action and you can't go to the show, you can watch the video we shoot at ISC. And actually, you have a couple of training videos on your website as well. So that's at dnplaserpanel.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day. And, Johnny, thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Thank you to everybody.